Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Vest Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home. And they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Vest Air products at Menards. And refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Oh my gosh, I'm at the age where if I found out that a woman has given birth, I feel like I need to be bowing at their feet. I look at them the same way I look at war veterans because they have been through some stuff.
Another word was coming out.
Oh no, I'm smarter than that. But I mean, I'm at the age where my friends are starting to procreate voluntarily. And from what I hear, the whole giving birth thing, not super fun, actually pretty spooky. Mm-hmm. Pretty spooky things happen in that hospital. And I was going through TikTok the other day, and I saw this woman put it into words perfectly of how I feel when I witness somebody say that they've given birth. This is from Wonderland Elizabeth.
My favorite thing to tell a lady who just gave birth is I'm glad you're alive, because you very much so could have died. Men always look at me crazy when I say that, but y'all have to realize, I don't think that they do. When you go up into that hospital, it is very much so like a game of chance coming back out. Also busy worried about the vagina and isn't going to stretch back the way you want it. Is that lady going to be able to walk out of that hospital?
So I might be saying these exact words this weekend because my cousin is expecting her first baby, and I'm a little worried that she is not worried enough, because I am a couple years older than her. She's 26 years old, and she's, I guess, ahead of me in terms of like the whole like marriage and procreating thing. And when I asked her about giving birth, like how she feels about it, she kind of just like shrugged and went, you know, as if I just asked her what she was having for lunch the next day. I'm like, you realize you're going through this pretty like spooky thing in a matter of weeks. It could be this weekend. It could be next week. You have no idea. And it's not a cakewalk from what I hear.
Cassie, grab a mic here because I have a question. I didn't know I was going to ask this when you started the segment. I have never heard a woman describe to another woman what it feels like and what it is going to feel like to deliver a baby.
Well, one, you don't just do that voluntarily. Like, you only do that if you are asked.
Okay, so let's say I'm a woman.
Okay.
And I'm a little freaked out, like Abby is. Oh my God, it looks very painful in movies. Tell me what I should expect.
Well, I had a C-section, not a vaginal delivery, so I'm going to defer to the vaginal birth person over here, Cassandra.
The vag queen. First of all.
Walk me through it.
You don't want to stress out your friend, pregnant woman. You don't want to go out and be like, you need to freak out. No, there's doctors and nurses. It's their job to freak out. It's your job to push.
It's the nurse's job to freak out. Let me tell you, I've seen this, and the nurse pitches 1 through 8.5, and the doctor comes in for the last out.
Nurses are like, honestly, the most unsung heroes in this country.
From the videos I've seen on the interweb, I think it's actually the man's job to freak out, because I've seen so many guys pass out in the delivery room.
But to be fair, like, and the nurses, and when we say the nurses and the doctors, cool as cucumbers. Mm-hmm. They don't freak out. Like, there could be some serious S going down in that delivery room. Everything can be going to, like, you know what, in a handbasket, and they're over there taking care of business, baby, making sure baby's going to be fine and mama's going to be fine.
It's just, when my daughter was born, she got stuck. It's like her shoulder got stuck, and it's a pretty big deal, and it is something where both baby and mom can die. And I just remember, like, hearing the doctor say shoulder, and then it was like, you know that scene in Finding Nemo with the seagulls where they're like, mine?
Yeah.
All around the room, I just heard shoulder, 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 and like the flurry of activity, people coming in. But I remember my OB got her out, bounced on her knee, passed her off, like not taking her eyes off me, and then just started, I was like bleeding out, so she was stitching me up. But like, just, I remember the level of concentration, and I was in such a daze. But leading up to giving birth, it feels like the worst period cramps of your life. And I think most people hearing that, if you haven't had them, they're just like, oh, it felt like a period. No, I'm talking about the ones where, if you've ever had this, where I've hung myself upside down. You want to crawl out of your skin. There's no way to remove yourself from your body because the pain is so bad. There's no amount of drugs, like if you're at home, that will help this. That's what it feels like. The kind of period cramp that makes you double over and stop and kind of clutch your abdomen and squeeze your muscles to try and do anything to make it stop. That's what it feels like. So, but the thing is, that's survivable and it's doable. And then they have epidurals, which I went and got, but it just feels like that. And then there's this intense pressure and you can just feel the pressure. And when you're on the table, and they'll tell you this, they say, like, act like you're taking a dump because it's like the same kind of muscle, which is my theory is why you get so constipated when you're pregnant, is because your body's trying to get you to work out those muscles. And that's why a lot of women poop on the table. I mean, it's very graphic, but it is what it is. But it's so much pain. But I will tell you, the most pain I had was not from giving birth. The most pain I had.
Conception,
yes. Yeah, it was very painful. It was after my second child, because you don't really feel it with the first one. They don't tell you that your uterus contracts. You get contractions again as your uterus like shrinks back down to size. And it was the most painful thing I had ever experienced.
When the baby is delivered, the second it's all out of you, comes out that badge. Is there a tremendous relief? Like you really, like you can feel the relief in your body. There's an obvious analogy that the only thing that guys have is like,
no, it's not like taking a giant dump. No, that is way more. I know that. And that is a satisfying feeling, but I think it was like day three for me of like being in labor. And I was just in a daze. I didn't really know what was going on.
Okay. Here's Maya real quick. Hey Maya, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. Okay, so the reason I'm calling is because I do have a different perspective, and I think that we women need to hear a different perspective more often because we just don't know. And I know that the normal knowledge is like it's scary and it's a lot. And yes, that is absolutely true. You know, they're definitely high-risk pregnancies. I am a mom of two, and I home birth both of my babies. My first one was born 14 hours in a pool. Second one was a free birth. It was just me, my husband, and my son there. And so I think that women just need to hear more of that different perspective and that it does exist. And I'm a really big advocate for home births, and I wish that becomes more and more like the commonplace than it has been.
God, it seems like it would be terrifying. The pain would be terrifying.
That's the thing. We've been taught to be terrified, you know, through movies, through shows. You know, hospital births, I mean, every single one that I've ever heard of, any woman that has shared her story with me has been traumatic. And that's a lot to say, you know, it is the environment and what happens, and you're on doctor's schedules and they're not really letting the woman and the baby do what they need to do, right? Like, it's this perfect dance that the baby decides when the baby's ready to be born. And, you know, and then the mom and the baby talk and they make it happen, right? And they've just medicalized it so much that we've lost that, right? Like, it's only been in the last maybe 120 years that hospital births have been the thing. And yes, there is always a chance of life and death. I mean, think about it. You're bringing life into the world. But I think we do need to change the story more.
I appreciate your perspective quite a bit. If it was me and I was a woman, I would start taking that epidural 3 weeks early.
I opted not to go with the at-home C-section. I decided to do that at the hospital.
That was a really great family decision.
I think so.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.